I do get asked for dick ratings a lot.
Do you do them?
I do dick ratings, yes. It's so much fun. I like it.
Welcome back to another Danger Cast podcast. I have Barbie Hollywood, Hollywood Knot, Stacey Snell. A lot of stage names.
All the above. Depends on the day.
How long have you been dancing for?
Well, at the risk of revealing my real age, I've been dancing for 10 years.
10 years? It's
been a good run.
I'd say. Man, you've probably like seen, what's like the coolest part about it? Like you've watched, like, has dancing changed from 10 years ago to now?
It did and it didn't. We're going to get philosophical.
Okay.
So the basics remain the same. Still girls getting naked for you and you're there to watch them and support them.
Right.
That's the same. The demographic, the money situation, you know, following the collapse of the Albertan economy in 2014, that changed a lot.
So obviously, like right now with this whole corona thing, like the industry is probably taking a bit of a hit. Like, have you found like different ways to get by it? Like, are you doing the OnlyFans? Are you doing more like online stuff then?
I tried that route. Personally, for myself, it didn't really... It wasn't my niche because OnlyFans is nowadays geared more towards a hardcore kind of content.
Yeah.
More like actual sexual acts on
there. Yeah. And more porn, are you saying?
Yes. I didn't know if I'm allowed to say that online.
Oh, yeah. No, you can say camera, whatever you want. Yes. You can say the P word, as Ben Shapiro says.
Oh.
You can say the P
the
word.
P word. So it wasn't for me, not to say, and I don't by any means, I'm not here to judge any girls that do more sexual content. Good for them. It's just not, it's not who I am. It's not where I express myself creatively as well.
Yeah.
I'm more of an entertainer and a dancer. But I find that, yes, it did take a hit just because, first of all, we're on a reduced capacity, so we can't even allow as many people as we want, even if they wanted to be there. And then also the masks. A lot of people feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
In a strip club with a mask.
Yeah, you'd see, like, and I'm like all these perverts sitting around acting, you know, looking at your mask like you're... And I could just imagine. It's a weird vibe.
Surprisingly enough, a lot of guys shared this with me. And ladies, watch out. This is a tip I'm giving you. A lot of guys actually apparently have a ninja fetish. I didn't know that. But a lot of guys have told me that they find my mask sexy. And they like the fact that I have a muzzle on. Because that means I don't talk as much. But also... But they like the look. So, ladies, you know what to do.
That's your insider tip? It's like, wear the muzzle.
Listen, some things, men are into things that truly I had no idea that I would ever hear or live to see the kind of things that men are into, but they are. And as women, we just need to know that. You know, some of it's going to shock you, but there are a lot of things that we don't even know, but they like it.
Yeah.
They really do.
I think dudes are like expressing themselves a little more nowadays, and like, I don't know. I wouldn't say like some of them are, I'd say a lot of them are pussies now. Like, but like you get like, there's that fine mixture every now and then where you get like, I don't know, a guy that'll talk about his feelings, but still kind of be tough, maybe.
Yeah. Is that what you're kind of saying? Usually the guys that are the most, they try to come off most macho and like, I don't get no feelings. I'm not no little bitch. I'm the man. Those are the guys that usually have the most built up emotion inside that they need to release.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I just learned to kind of see through that and not get offended. Even if a guy comes to me at a club with that attitude, like, I'm so cool. I'm a macho. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I cried in The Fox and the Hound when those two separated. I cried. I'm not gonna pretend like
that.
I did.
See, women like that. We like men in touch with his emotions. So,
well, yeah. I don't know if that's in touch or just like I didn't want to see a guy lose his friend like that. You know,
Listen, we've all, you know, I think the scene that traumatized us all, and I think everybody can relate to that, men, women, different races, different socioeconomic groups, Mufasa.
Yeah, that was a tough one, too. Did him dirty.
I cannot let it go till the day.
Are you more of a stage dancer, or do you do, I guess for the people like that don't really understand the how a strip club works, is there's stage and then there's freelancer, right?
Yes. So back in the golden Alberta days, I used to be on stage because the money was great. You could go to Fort Mac and you'd have all these guys that finished, you know, 14 days with no boobs that just got paid, come to the club and just start throwing 50s like it's nobody's business, which is when I used to do stage and it was great. But then the economy kind of took a little hit.
Yeah.
And I just found that many times I'd be on there dancing for myself.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, I don't really like that. I don't like that.
Does like the loonies and toonies thing kind of bother you? Like, is that kind of like a... It's like you talk to some girls and they're just like, I don't really give a fuck. It doesn't bother me. Or and then like some are like, meh.
You know, it's all a matter of perspective, because I can tell you for myself, before I became a dancer, I remember going to the, it was in Calgary, Boudoir Rouge.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But it was called something else back in the day. It'll come to me. And I remember looking at a girl on stage and she was having loonies thrown at her. And all I can think is, oh, my God, like, you should have more respect for myself. Like, that's so gross. Like, how are you allowing people to throw money at you? You know what I mean?
Is that how you talk?
In my head. That's kind of...
That's you in your own head.
That's my other persona. That's the Karen in me. She's not going to come out tonight, but she might. Depends. But, you know, when I actually became that girl on stage that gets money thrown at her, you realize that at the end of the day, those loonies add up.
No doubt.
They really do. So, you know what I mean? Like, oh no, people threw $500 at me tonight. I mean, it was coin form, but still, you know, really can't complain.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. I don't see a problem in it, especially like I like when people try to advocate for like strippers and be like, oh my God, that is like being like your inside your head voice and be like, oh my God, I can't believe these girls are doing it's like, bitch, yeah.
You would too if you could. Sorry, I said it.
Oh man, I tell my mom all the time, be like, you should be blessed that I wasn't the one born with the vagina in this family and that your daughter went on to become a teacher. And your son, we didn't gender reverse here, or else there would be, you'd be very upset. You'd be a very upset woman. Well, maybe she'd be proud because I'd be a motherfucking hustler.
Probably. I just feel like for parents, they'll just never, that mental hang up will never go away. Like, even if, you know, because for myself, my mom, she knows what I do. And, you know, she learned throughout the years to just let me do my thing and just kind of, you know, stop preaching to me. But, you know, deep inside as a mother, you're like, what have I done wrong? You know, I get it. Sorry, Mom. Sorry. But in my industry, I can say that, you know, those girls that you hear about that are the stereotype, they're just like junkies and just like sucking dick for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, is it all just a stereotype? No. A lot of girls truly, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, whatever they're going through on the inside, do fall into drugs and kind of, you know, their life spirals down due to this job. So it's true, that does happen. But there's also the other side where I know a few women that have degrees and actually had pretty successful careers and then decided to become strippers.
Really?
It's just something about the freedom. It's the freedom that comes with being your own boss and deciding how much you will make. Because when it comes to dancing, there's no set price that you just get every night, right? So the world is your oyster. I mean, if you are in a really good mood and you're extra nice to people, you're probably going to make more. And then on nights where you don't really want to try, you're going to make less. But at the end of the day, you're the boss. You're the one that you know, you get paid in accordance to your effort. And it's not how with a 9 to 5, you only get, you know, $25 an hour, which is good. But why, you know, where's the interest in it?
Yeah.
It's just the same old
thing. I see your point, big time. Yeah, it's like when there's no ceiling and there's no cap on it and you can really strive for it, I can see how that's appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe for some people, the whole like nudity thing is like, I don't know, a little prude. Me, on the other hand, I wouldn't, you know, it's like that joke. Oh, your daughter is going to grow up to be a stripper. And it's like, I'd probably be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, maybe my little girl is going to make about fucking 200K a year, or she's going to, like, there. It's kind of looked at differently now, I think.
I think they're changing the narrative a little bit.
Yeah. It's not like that, oh, she just does coke and shows her pussy to everybody. It's like,
I said, for the sake of being honest, there are girls that really, that's how they are. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you know, if you're happy, you know, if that's what makes you happy, fucking do it all the fucking world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know, personally for myself, I just find that I need to be sober at work, at least in the beginning.
Like, do you drink on the job? Like, you have a couple cocktails? Like, does it help you loosen up and, like, maybe have a better conversation with the dude?
Here's the thing, and a lot of guys don't believe this when we say that in the club. They think it's a sales pitch. But we truly are not allowed to sit and drink with a guy unless he buys a certain amount of time.
Right.
So when that happens, yes, I do end up getting occasionally a little intoxicated, just a tad. But the good news is that when I am intoxicated, I start being very touchy-feely with myself. So it's usually more entertaining for people.
Right. So. Like most of us are. Yeah. Except when I masturbate at the pint, everybody gets mad. And when I want to do, and I don't get paid for it.
Well, you need to monetize it. You need to think of a way. Sure. You know, anything is a fetish. I bet you guy masturbating in a restaurant is going to be a hit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, like, on porn, there's already videos about that. I'm sure somebody has that fetish.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, people are into some pretty fucking wild shit nowadays. And it's like, it just keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And it, like, it's just like, how much money you can make. There's really no ceiling to it. You can literally type in Pornhub and find whatever you want. That blows my mind. I was really stoned laying in bed one time, and I was laying there, and I'm like, you know what's fucking wild? We're literally the only species on this planet that will videotape ourselves having sex and try and sell it to other people.
True.
Isn't that fucking wild?
That is so wild.
We've like, I did see though that like primates will, they'll barter for sex. Like female primates will barter with males.
I remember seeing that, and it basically proved that prostitution is in our DNA.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
And then by the end of it, all the female primates had all the pebbles because the guys gave them all their pebbles for sex. And then the guys remained broke with nothing, and then the girls.
That just goes to show.
But that's not how it is in real life. That's just primates. Don't be silly.
Unless you're at the club, then you can throw your dollar bills, right?
We wouldn't make you give us anything that you didn't want to. It's all your free choice. Are we appreciative when you empty out the bank account to buy more dances? Absolutely. But I never want you to feel like you're pressured into it. Only if you want to. But you should. But you. Yes.
You are a certified professional to be able to look into the camera and speak to them. I see. I like it. I can respect a lady's grind.
Thank you. It's about making the personal connection, you know? Mm-hmm. People everywhere, no matter what you do, nowhere will we go, people want to feel heard and acknowledged.
Big time. Yeah, do you find like guys that come into the club are like more so looking for like that conversation? I imagine like I hear more than anything, it's like being like a naked therapist almost.
Precisely. That's literally, if I had to describe my job, aside from, yes, I do get naked. Mm-hmm. That element is there. But I would call myself a therapist slash life coach. I mean, the thing is, my mission statement in every lab dance is to expand penises and minds at the same time. So yes, you will get a boner and probably get really uncomfortable about it, which you shouldn't, because it's normal. So really, you know, it's all good. Getting boners is normal. I know guys get really nervous about that. It's all good. But also, I like to, I don't know, ask people about their day. Yeah. Sometimes a guy's there and, you know, a business deal just fell through and he's in a shitty mood and his wife is yelling at him, you left the dishwasher full and, you know, our son just failed geometry. And he's just
motherfucking
like,
motherfucking garbage is still sitting on the goddamn side of right? the porch, you
literally,
dickhead.
Literally, right? And then he comes to the club and he has this girl that truly just says, like, wow, I like your shirt. Like, how's your day? Like, how's business been? And I swear, a lot of guys... Actually, it's kind of offensive, but kind of not. I've had so many guys tell me, instruct me to keep my clothes on because they wanted to talk. And apparently my boobs were distracting them. So I had to put my boobs away so that they could continue the conversation.
You know what? And it's not like it's a bad thing. I think it takes away the fact that you're almost vulnerable in that position mm-hmm. of being in like, you know, a string bikini or something. It takes that edge away, and where I feel like if me and you were like sitting and you were like you looked like a fucking therapist with the circle glasses.
Yeah,
and
you feel judged.
You feel like you're being talked down to rather than talked with. True. Right.
That is true. I feel like you're right. It's the element of vulnerability, because when somebody's naked in front of you, they already show you their most vulnerable, you know, self. Mm-hmm. And then people feel like they in turn can also open up. But then for some reason, I can never understand. Maybe you can shed some light on this. But guys always get embarrassed about the fact that they want to talk to you. They're like, oh, you probably think I'm just some pussy ass bitch, like, why am I sitting here talking about my problems? Like, I should be making you twerk. And I'm like, bro, it's okay. You're a human being. Like, you know what I mean? You're allowed to just be a human being.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with, like, that whole, like, you know, I talked to my buddies about this too, and it's like we grew up with those men that were like, oh, you know, fucking shut the fuck up, get that work done, fucking don't be a bitch, don't be a pussy. And when you're like, listen, man, like, I'm fucking sad. I'm depressed, bro. And they're like, shut up. You just got to bury that and fucking keep moving. Fucking duh. And where I think like this, like the millennial kind of thing is just like, dude, I'm fucking, nah, mm-hmm. we ain't doing this no more. And it's like kind of progressing in that way. And then like, you see it less and less. Of this like
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we could call it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it is a form of like toxic masculinity. But like, mm-hmm. it can affect you. And like, I know like some dudes will probably, oh, you fucking pussy. But like, I've talked about depression and like
battling drug addiction. Don't quote me because I don't know exactly if that's the correct number. But I think male suicides are 75% higher. Why do you think that is? Because they don't unload their emotions. They always keep it mm-hmm. bottled up. And then one day,
poof. Bill Burr says it the best. Are you a big comedy fan? So you're familiar with like Bill Burr's mm-hmm. work? And when he's like, men just bottle everything in. And so like they can't say shit's cute or like you want to have a cookie. The thought of just having and enjoying a cookie will be what breaks you. Wow. And you just boom, pop, done.
That would be so hard. I would hate to live like that.
Oh, I know. I'm pretty open in the sense of like I don't mind talking about that stuff, because then I think again like the whole vulnerable thing, kind of okay, if this dude that's been doing this crazy shit and going out and hosting these amateur strip contests and doing all this like what you would consider masculine things,
yeah,
talking
like
about
living
feelings,
the dream,
yeah, we quote, could call it that, yeah. And in doing those types of like activities, and talking about feelings and depression and like battling your anxieties or getting over your drug habits or whatever it may be puts me in a really vulnerable spot. So it helps them talk about it, maybe. I don't know.
You're leading by example, of course. And maybe males need to see more examples of people who are just real.
Yeah.
Because nobody's hard 24/7. Like, I don't care how gangster you are. Like, you're still going to look at a kitty and be like, oh, that's cute. Or I don't know, like, look at something shiny and be like, oh, that sparkles nicely in my eye. You know what I mean? Like, appreciating little things and cookies and, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make you less of a man.
No, I don't think so either. You can still work hard and be like, listen, like, you know, like, you can have a cry. You can have a little cry. A little cry never hurt nobody. In fact, it's probably good.
It is. Actually, it releases toxins. It's a whole thing. Science.
Like, I feel like a good cry in the shower every now and then. Just kind of like, it's like a snake skin, you know, sheds you a little.
Well, not to get all like tapey on you, but it is a thing. Apparently water absorbs our energy. And when you like, you know, you're in the water and you're crying and you release all your negative energy and then you wash it down the drain and it really cleanses you. So
just is this like the crystal stuff? Do you like the crystal stuff?
A little bit
stuff?
Of a hippie, yeah. Nowadays.
Do you do like the tarot cards and in that kind of stuff?
So I have friends that are a lot more into it than me. Yeah. I am still on the kind of intermediate level where, you know, I do believe in manifestation and alignment and, you know, all that stuff. Tarot cards, I do believe in it to an extent, but I also believe that we make our own future every day. So every decision, every door you walk into, every thought that you generate alters our future. So, you know, when people say, oh, let me tell you your future, I don't really know if I believe that so much.
Yeah, yeah. I get
could
lost
be wrong,
in
though.
It.
Could
yeah,
be wrong.
Like the tarot card stuff kind of loses me at times because like some shit is just like, it's weird, but it also so vague. So
that's right. That's the vagueness. Yeah, that's right. That's what kind of turns me off of it because I remember that when I was going through a breakup with an ex, somebody did a tarot reading for me and they said, oh, it's going to something about court. And then it ended up going to court. So then I thought, oh, wow, what a coincidence. But then I'm like, well, it's probably going to go to court anyway. I mean, come on. You know that was going to happen.
So. Yeah, like there's got to be a little like almost logic or not logic. I can't think of the fucking word. It's just, it's bound to happen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of it either.
No.
I'm smoking a lot of weed lately. But yeah, so I'm a little bit spiritual and it's really funny because like I said, I expand penises and minds alike because I try to really bestow that spiritual knowledge all on the patrons of the strip club. It's my spiritual calling.
There's nothing wrong with that though.
See, Mom, and you said I was never going to amount to nothing and my job is not fulfilling.
In more ways than one.
I mean, I don't want you to say I told you so. I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, but I kind of want to.
I think you did. I think you got your point across.
I did.
Is there ever any like weird stuff that dudes will like request or like what's like the strangest thing that's like happened in the champagne room?
See, I would tell you, but you're Dad asked me to keep a secret.
Oh, joke's on you because I don't even know where he's at.
Well, I do. Maybe he's my daddy now. Oh, man.
Are you like, do you use the word daddy? Like, are you like a daddy?
You know, I struggle with that concept because on one hand, it's a little bit alarming because I mean, I don't really want to fantasize about my father. That's weird.
Super weird.
You know, but then other girls make it sound sexy. You know what I mean? I've heard girls say that and it sounds sexy. And I heard guys that like really enjoy it. And, you know, sometimes at a club when there's a customer who is, you know, has gray hair and, you know, is visibly older.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not ageist or anything. But, you know, somebody who looks like they might be older. I would call them daddy and they think it's hilarious. But yes, I think I would use it more in like a joking way. I could never use it in a sexual like, fuck me, daddy. Like, I don't know. It's just, sometimes, it just makes me feel weird.
It would make me cringe inside.
Yeah, right?
Like, I couldn't. I've heard it and like, oh, daddy. no, let's not go down that path. It's just like not for me.
I know, with all the weird Epstein stuff that's going around nowadays, that gives me even more creepy vibes right? now. Oh, God.
Right? And like, and even like, you'll hear like a little child call, hey, daddy. And even then you're
yes,
like.
Yes, you have a sexual association to that. You're like, whoa.
Like, that's just like too much. And I don't know how to feel about it quite yet. And like, it weirds me out.
Yeah, I know. It's I mean, you know what? If I was ever with a guy and that was really his thing, that was his fetish, and he's like, please, like, I need you to call me daddy for me to come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could. Secretly, I'm going to laugh on the inside. I'm just going to, like, pretend to be into it, but I'm still going to laugh on the inside.
Yeah. So. And just maybe giggle with your friends about it after later. And you're like, oh, my God. You're not going to believe it. He's a daddy guy.
Oh, God. But, like, why, though? Like, why? Like,
I've never understood it, too. Where did it come from? Where did it start?
I think... Okay, so the only association that I can make, I could be wrong, is because the whole sugar daddy thing started, right? So then when you have a sugar daddy and he spoils you, you say, oh, thank you, daddy, right? That's kind of how I, you know, imagined that it would be. Because sugar daddies actually like being called sugar daddies. They pride themselves on that.
Right.
Surprisingly or not surprisingly, but they do. They really, you know, I've had guys specifically tell me, I am a sugar daddy. So they enjoy that title. So I think it's like some weird psychological shit where like a man, you know, when you know how, okay, this is going to sound weird as fuck, but like, you know, when you have a daughter, a real daughter, you like, you know, you make her feel like a princess and you spoil her and buy her things. And then like they kind of feel the same kind of affection towards their sugar babies, which I don't know why it's weird. Listen, psychology is weird. Apparently, we're all attracted to people who remind us of our opposite sex parent. Apparently. That's what I learned. It's not my opinion. It's a real thing.
Can you repeat that again? We're attracted to...
I think it's called the Oedipus complex, where, yes, so basically a man will seek out women that remind him in some ways of his mother.
Huh. I don't know. Like, I'm not putting two and two together on this one for me. Maybe there is.
Even behavior-wise, it doesn't have to be like she doesn't have to look like your mom, but, you know, certain, you know, how she reacts to certain things or like if your mom, let's just say, for instance, if your mom was a very chaotic woman and always wanted to like, you know, always screaming and always just, you know, one of those women, then you're going to seek out a woman who's also like that, that's very like dramatic.
Right.
You know? It's a thing, you guys. Look it up. I'm not just making this up.
But back to my first question, what's like some weird shit that's like happening in the champagne room?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, the champagne room is a term that is, well, it doesn't exist in Alberta, at least.
Okay, the back room.
Yes. VIP room.
Or VIP. Sorry, I'm not up to my lingo. My bad, sister.
Upgrade yourself.
Educate yourself.
Well... a couple of my favorites. There's just too many. It's so hard to pick one. The one guy, he wanted me to use the heel of my stripper shoe.
Yeah.
And stomp his balls.
Come on. How big is the heel?
It is 7 inches at least.
7 inches. And they're usually pretty pointy too,
they're very
right?
pointy.
And did you do it?
For the sake of not losing my job, because we're not allowed to do those kind of things, you guys, violence is frowned upon, obviously. For the sake of not losing my job, I never ended up doing that because I didn't want to lose my job. So yeah, never. We do not inflict violence on our customers, okay, guys? And if you think that we do, well, shame on you. So yeah, that was one of my favorites. Another guy, God bless his soul, wonderful kid. He was a Pakistani, really young kid. He must have been 18. God bless his soul. He wanted me to step on his face with my feet.
Sorry, step on his face with your feet?
Yes. But the funny part is that I asked him, I said, you know, listen, I've been walking around and my feet are really stinky. I mean, not gonna lie, those shoes, you know, you sweat, you know, and they're like feet sweat.
A pleather kind of like leather,
like a plasticky, you know what I mean? Like, not to gross anybody out, but you know,
it
sweaty.
Is what it
right?
is.
And he's like, no, that's perfect. The sweatier, the better.
Nice. Respect, young man.
Which I also did not end up doing because putting your feet on customers is frowned upon and is not congruent with the laws of the AJOC. So we would never do that.
You know why? Probably 69% of the people that listen to this would like your sweaty feet in their face.
Well, in that case...
We did it on an Instagram poll before you got here, and we knew.
I do sell feet pics if you want any. DM me.
Do you get any requests like that in your DM?
I do, but a lot of them just like say weird stuff just to say them to go masturbate. Like, I find that a lot of guys get off and like saying some fucked up shit. They don't even need you to reply. They just get off on the thought that they said something fucked up to you, and then they go and masturbate.
Like the bathwater one, right? Do you get the bathwater requests ever?
Surprisingly, no. Which no? is kind of offensive. I mean, sorry that I'm not hot enough for you guys to want to drink my bathwater. I mean, I thought that I was more attractive than I am, obviously, but okay. Kind of rude. I do get asked for dick ratings a lot.
Do you do them?
I do dick ratings, yes. It's so much fun. I like it.
What's the highest rating you've gave up? And what's the scale here? And so, how do you rate it? We gotta break this down.
So it's a whole system, okay? This is not no amateur shit. I'm a professional dick rater.
Okay.
I'm a DR.
And how many years experience do you have?
I only really got into that field of expertise during quarantine because I was looking for new ways to make money because the strip club was closed. And, you know, my friend, she put me onto that. She's like, did you know guys like their dicks rated and they actually pay for it? And I'm like, nah, come on.
And you put it out there?
And I put it out there and I got many requests right away. And so how it works...
Okay.
So there are different criteria. So we have overall appearance, we have thickness, we have length, we have grooming, and head, the mushroom, or lack of a mushroom, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you can rate in each category 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, for instance, have a 10 as far as your girth, but then get a -5 as far as grooming because you didn't shave your balls. So, you know what I mean? So it's not easy, you guys, and I put a lot of thought into it. And I just want you to know that when you order a dick rating, I sit at home and I truly deliberate and walk around the room because I want to be honest.
Have you seen like that dude do the pizza reviews from Barstool?
No.
He does like pizza reviews and everything. I feel like you have something here. No. Like you might even get a few requests off of this. That's very interesting.
Wheels are turning.
So what's the best rating you've given?
So here's the thing. I said, you know, am I a stripper? Yes, but I'm also a light worker from the universe. So I try to make people feel better about themselves at all times. So
you're giving bullshit.
I embellish.
You're buttering me up to tell me that you're giving bullshit reviews out here. Holly, I can smell the bullshit.
Well, it's not me. It's just the universe whispers to me, you know what? He couldn't handle criticism. So just be, you know, it's a thing.
I think you got to lay down the law here. This is a business. Like these guys are coming to you for advice.
But surprisingly enough, and here's ladies.
You're like Russian judges in the Olympics right now.
Some guys want that though. Listen, I had a few guys ask me specifically. They said, here's, you know, $25. Please write my dick, but be mean about it.
Oh, so they're asking.
They want
like the Simon Cowell package.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But like even more, like a lot of guys. And I mean, listen, I don't judge. Whatever floats your boat, good for you. I cannot relate to it. But a lot of guys like to be humiliated.
Like degraded,
degraded almost.
Yes. Do you find it's like, do you look at their profile and they're like businessmen? They look like they're CEOs. You know what?
I had that kind of perception before, but I keep meeting people from completely different demographics, ages, you know, levels of attractiveness that want the same things. And I'm starting to realize maybe there's more to it. Maybe it's not just the one kind of powerful CEO that wants his power taken away from him in a bedroom. Like,
yeah,
I think a lot of guys secretly, I honestly don't know what it is, but a lot of guys, there was a man that wanted to pay me money to make fun of his penis. Like, he actually wanted me to like point at it and laugh.
Dang. How much money did you make off that? Like $20, $25?
I have the craziest stories. You will not believe me if I told you. You will not believe me. So this guy, I got paid $1,000 that night. Not only did I not have sex with him, I didn't even give him a hug. He didn't want that. He truly wanted me to make fun of him and make him dress up as quote-unquote bimbo is what they call themselves. They want to be bimbo-fied.
So, like, cross-dressing? So he was, like, wearing, yeah, so he was wanted he wearing that. Like, a wig and stuff?
Yes.
Did and you like a get outfit. To dress him up?
He wanted me to pick the outfits for him.
Nice.
Yes. And then he wanted me to, like, teach him how to suck on a dildo. And then he wanted me to, like, literally stand there with a magnifying glass and, like, be like, ooh, I don't see a penis here. Like, what is that, a belly button? Like, seriously, like, where is the penis? There's no
That's awesome. You know what? If a woman ever came to me and being like, dress me up like a boy and ask me where my vagine is, I would be just, oh, tickled pink. Could you imagine that shit? I would love every ounce of that. I'd be, oh, where is that oversized pussy that you got?
Loose ass curd beef curtains.
Look at your titties hanging down to the floor and shit. And your wig's on crooked and you look like you've glued your eyebrows on. Have an ass, bitch.
Listen, maybe you can offer that. Maybe some women are out there into that. You guys, you can contact him.
Man, like, where is the balance here? We're getting toasted in the mail department here.
Right? No, but it is a thing though, because you know, okay, so a little lesson in psychology.
Big psych major. We're diving in on the human self-taught mind today.
But the reason, you know, Christian Grey and all that, the 50 Shades of Grey, whole movie. A lot of women really got into it after. And basically what they say is they want a man to humiliate them. There is the female version of it. I personally don't really I can't really relate to that.
That shit? Like the whips and ties and all that kind of stuff? Like, is that like something that tickles your fancy or nah?
I'm going to be honest with you, and this is going to tie into a little bit of a, you know, backstory, but I was into it once with one person. And the reason I think that was is because this person, it was kind of the queen hooker dichotomy, where he was treating me like an absolute queen all day long, but then at night in the bedroom he wanted to treat me like a dirty whore. Now usually I'd be like, motherfucker, who do you think you are? Like, you're not gonna do that to me. But because he was just so chivalrous and he took me on a helicopter ride on our first date, so it was a limo to a helicopter to a fancy dinner, flowers, you know what I mean? It was just that kind of guy. And he was just giving me that dream kind of like treatment outside the bedroom. But then he wanted to be really rough. And I honestly remember myself thinking, like, I should probably say something. I should probably complain. Like, this kind of hurts. But I kind of didn't want to. And I was like, what's going on? What? Yeah, like, who am I? You know? But I truly think that
my name's Janelle and I'm on a mountain. Right? Jesus Christ. Later tonight I'm gonna be having a wrestling match.
And I remember waking up and there was bruises all over me. And But I wasn't mad about it. And I was like, what's going on?
Do you think, is that abuse? Or is that just like...
No, it wasn't anything disgusting. Oh, it was just, okay, it was okay, just okay. That he was like more rough.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like nothing, like it wasn't cutting me or burning me, nothing ridiculous.
Yeah. Come over here and put this fucking luchador mask on.
Yeah, nothing like that. But yeah, he was a little rougher than normal, but I actually was really into it. But I think truly, you know, when they say that, you know, a woman, the more you treat her like a queen outside the bedroom, the more she's going to want to be your little whore in the bedroom. Yeah. And I never really understood that, but I kind of do now.
You kind of get it now?
I kind of do. It really turns me on. I remember, because then he took me, the same guy, took me on a cruise to the Bahamas, and that turned me on so much. I was like, can I ask you something weird? And he's like, okay. I'm like, well, can you, like, call me a dirty slut tonight? And I was like, who am I, bitch? What are you talking about? What kind of shit is this? This goes against your feminist ways. Like, what are you doing? But I don't know. Just something about it. Just so anyway, what I'm trying to say is treat your women like queens and you'll be rewarded. Trust me.
That's the golden answer?
That's where I was going with this.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like so... You know, like, everybody kind of looks at, like, sex workers in relationships and just be like, oh, my God, how could you do it? Like, I find, like, either it's, like, never in the middle when it comes to dudes that date dancers or sex workers or, you know, somebody. It's either, like, the dude is, like, really mellow, really chill, doesn't really fucking care. And it also kind of plays on the character of the woman, too. And, like, it seems like the kind of more, for the lack of better terms, the crazy cunts of the world kind of attract the fucking, like, the deadbeats in the, in, yeah. It's such a weird thing. It seems like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, for myself, I would say none of my relationships were successful. Clearly, I'm single. So, I mean, clearly something wasn't working. Do I blame my job on it? Yes and no. You know, girls in my industry, it's really hard for them to find a boyfriend. Sorry, it's not hard for them to find a boyfriend. It's hard for them to find a man that's actually not an abusive weirdo or like a mooch and a bum or like a decent guy.
Right.
But then again, when I look at my non-stripper girlfriends, they don't really have any better guys either. So I'm like,
It's yeah.
So I think what guys do... They use, you know, our job as an excuse to kind of have their way in the relationship. That's what my ex used to do.
Kind of get away with, like...
With everything.
Sneaky shit and, with like, everything. Cheating.
Pretty much anything I had to complain about. Oh, but Holly, you dance naked for dudes. Oh, you didn't come home till 6 in the morning. But Holly, you dance naked for dudes. Babe, so, like, you're not even giving me half the rent. But Holly, you're dancing for dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like for a lot of girls who are in this industry, they already kind of like unfortunately have that perception of themselves that they're not as worthy as a normal woman because of what society tells you, right? Like you're a stripper, you're a second class citizen. And a lot of girls truly secretly kind of believe that they should put up with more because of their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be like that, you know. But yes, I know a lot of guys would truly use, they will literally be with a stripper every day. But talk down at her and just ostracize her and ridicule her. And you're a stripper, you're a whore, you show your pussy. But it's like, but why are you with me? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm a gross whore, but like, why are you with me?
I've gathered like what I think, now this is my take on it. I think like dudes really fantasize about these like sexual goddesses. You know, you mean like you walk in the club and it's like everything, the show, you're the center of attention. Yes. It's like when Cinderella walks out to the ball, you know what I mean? And
and sees all her dreams.
Yeah. And like the, you know, there's these body shapes that you can fantasize about in your head. And there's like, you know, it's a fantasy. And then when you get to talk, the perception of the job, or not the perception, like the the details, I guess, of the job is like your job in a sense is to make men feel comfortable in that environment. Mm. And then you go and dance and you give them an experience. It's a night. It's not love. It's not, it, I wouldn't even say a form of maybe a small form of lust, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, and when I say that, it's just like, there's like a connection.
Yes,
and
absolutely. Like for myself, like I do really like a lot of my customers at work. I mean, you know, obviously if somebody's just absolutely disgusting and just rude, then yeah, I have to fake it. I'm like, but I mean, a lot of times I truly do like the guys at work, and they, you know, they, we have actual good conversations and, you know, I learn from them. So, I mean, I can see why guys would get jealous, you know, because you do make those connections with guys at work. And when you have a man at home, obviously he doesn't like that, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, I can kind of see it, but also in Alberta specifically, I don't know how it is elsewhere in the world, in Alberta specifically, sex is not allowed in the club.
Yeah.
So even if Brad Pitt, circa 1994, walks in.
Oh, we're talking Fight Club Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Oh,
even no. Him, I couldn't fuck. I would love to, but I just would not be allowed. So.
You know what I used to do? I used to take a picture of him. What's the movie? It wasn't Conan. It was like the Roman Gladiator.
Yes. It wasn't Sparta. It was...
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
I remember when he's sitting on the horse and he's got the long hair and he's shredded up. I used to take a picture of it and put it on the mirror in the gym. And I'd be sitting there doing squats, looking at it. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, you.
I need to be him.
It's going to be me. And these kids, there was like a peewee hockey team working out in the gym. And they're walking by being like, this guy is a fucking psychopath. A homosexual psychopath.
Not just a homosexual psychopath, a homosexual psychopath. The best kind. Reminds me of my ex.
Yeah, you do tell me a hilarious story prior. We can kind of get into it like right now, but the, like, Alberta, is there places in Canada that allow sex in the club?
Not in Alberta. It is against the regulation of
in
the
Canada,
agency.
Though? Is there
in
any
Canada. So here's the thing. Different mixed reviews. So customers that I meet at the club here at Alberta, in Alberta, always tell me, I just came back from Montreal. I'm a bitch sucking on my dick for $5. This is bullshit. I can go get my dick sucked in Montreal. You know?
So, then go do it.
Right? But it's like, but you're like across the fucking country. So yeah. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
You're like,
but,
what, four or five provinces over?
Right? It costs you more money to fly back there than to just go.
Shut up and
you,
have
you
a drink.
Know what I mean? But when I talk to the girls that are dancers in, you know, in Quebec, they say that it's not really like that and it's still not allowed. Some girls can get away with it, but I mean, it's not allowed.
Right.
So I personally wouldn't know. All I would say to those guys is, if you got a blowjob for $5, honey, you gotta call the doctor. Like, stat, okay?
Yeah, you got bumps on your shit.
Like, please, like, this is a public service announcement.
I've never heard of, like, anybody walking off a fucking $5 blowjob.
I have guys tell me that all the time. Like, oh, what? Like, this is not worth it. I just got my dick set for $5. I had 3 girls on me at all times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but why are you here? I don't know, like, I don't know what to tell you.
One was feeding me spaghetti noodles, and the other one was telling me how cute I was, while the other one rubbed my toes.
Oh, my God. That actually sounds fun. Can I have that? Can I have 3 guys? One feeding me spaghetti, okay, one rubbing my feet, and what's the third one? Calling me cute. Yes, please.
Calling me cute.
Position now open.
Oh, man.
Kind of hot.
Yeah. Hey, what I do is I just paint the picture. I don't, or I just, I give the vision. I don't paint the picture. I don't pick up the brush. I just, you know, I tell the artist what to do. That's my job around
the
here.
The subtle art of planting a seed. Planting a seed is all that matters. Yeah.
A tree is just a thought over here. Oh, man. Do you find like in the club sometimes those nights that are good outweigh the bad? Like, do you find like you have more good nights in working at the strip club than bad nights?
You know, I find that if you're gonna do my job, you have to develop a crazy sense of humor, because otherwise you're going to want to commit murder, like, often, you know, because people are really going to test you. But to me, I just learned to see the irony in everything, right? And even if there are guys who are completely rude and just, like, you know, I had a guy be like, you're not even worth it. I got a hotter bitch waiting for me at home. And I'm like,
then why are you here?
Like, where is she, please? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hope, like, why didn't you invite her here with you? Like, why, you know, where is she? You know, and guys, trying to think, I had guys tell me that I'm too skinny, too fat, different, wrong hair color. Like, oh, well, you would be cute, but like, I don't like blondes, so get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, just because.
Petty shit.
See, but I feel like being around people for so long, I've become kind of an expert on reading people. But I find that guys who lash out like that, it's just because they're going through something involving a woman in their own life. So either their wife left them, their girlfriend cheated on them, their mom doesn't talk to them. Do you know what I mean? There's always a reason for it. So I just try to never take things personally. And I think that's the key to life in general, not just life in a strip club, you know, and just try to like always ask yourself, you know, yeah, that person has been a piece of shit to me. But like, if he was a happy person, he wouldn't be a piece of shit, right?
No.
So.
No. I always find, like we used to frequent the club quite a bit, like ones here in Edmonton. Actually, you know what? Wherever we go, it's always like, well, let's just go to the strip club because
it's a good time.
Yeah, I have more fun there. I don't like going to dance clubs that much anymore. Pub, like a pub. If there's no strip club, it's a pub, or because it's like fun in there. I enjoy my time in a strip club, and like I agree. The one thing, I've never really cared, like, what a person looks like. Obviously, like, there's things that I'm into. But, like, as soon as a dancer's funny, that just makes it 10 times better. Like, when they're making jokes and be like, hey, like, one caught me off guard one time. I was like, hey, what do you say, $35, see my butthole? And yeah. I just started pissing myself.
I'm going to use that tonight. Yeah.
And like just shit like that, that like makes me, that's what I find funny. And it was just like, boom, right away. And you'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to go for a dance, but here's $20 for like your time. That. Because you're
And that's so amazing, because I feel like a lot of guys, what they don't understand is, because a lot of guys, they want to make a point like, I'm just here. I'm not spending any money. I'm cool. Like, I don't need to pay for bitches, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, cool. Like, I know that you don't need to pay for bitches. Like, listen, bro, like nowadays anybody can get laid. It's not that hard. Just go on Tinder. You know what I mean? So like, I believe that you get sex for free. I'm not doubting that. But you know, it's about like, even, you know, a dancer is there. She's, you know what I mean? She's there in the middle of the night. She's on her feet. Like, slip her $5. Just be like, listen, I don't want to dance, but here's $5 just for, you know what I mean? I appreciate you.
Yeah.
That alone, you know what I mean, would make you appear like such a better person, you know? Because a lot of guys, they specific, I don't, and maybe you can explain this to me, but guys, almost, a lot of guys get offended by being asked to go for a lap dance. And I don't really understand where, like, guys truly would be like, oh, you think I got to pay for dances? Ugh, I can get bitches like you any day. It's like, I didn't mean to offend you. Why are you so defensive? Jesus Christ.
I think that's some, like, major insecurities. I think that's, like, depending on the person, like we were talking, like you were saying before. And I don't know what that is. I think, like, it's ego. I think it's ego coming out. And, but like, I mean, like me, I try and, like, I have it at times, but it's in my own head. And I never, like, exude that personality or like that trait onto people. So I could see that being like a major, major insecurity. Like, that's a lash at their ego and be like, I don't need to pay for that shit. And it's like, you know what? Like, sometimes like the back room or the VIP room is like a lot of fun. And it's not like, oh, look at my pussy all and all that kind of shit. Like, I remember one time, like, I was drunk and I'm like, you know, it'd be funny if I gave you the dance, even though I paid for
it. I love that. Yeah. I love when guys do that.
She just started laughing, like, what the fuck? Are you insane? Yes. sit there. I'm going to try and twerk in a handstand, and I need you to, like, grade me on it.
Were
and,
you
like,
any good, though?
No, I fell. I fell. I tried doing it. I can do it on the wall. That's about it. But I feel like that's cheating.
If at first you don't succeed.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. I did end up getting it.
But the thing is that another thing that I want to, you know, say to those guys is that I pay money for male strippers when I go to Vegas. And trust me, I can get a lot of free dick, like all the free dick in the world. So the fact that I pay for male strippers doesn't mean that I can't get free dick. It's just something fun to do. Like, why not look at it as just a fun activity instead of like, only bitches, boys pay for lip dances. Like, come on, guys, we're in 2020, right? Like, let's not. Just have fun, right?
Yeah. And, like, the strip club is, like, I don't know. It's a fun place. It's a fun place. If you want to make it fun, it can be a lot of fucking fun. If you go in there with, like a chipper attitude and, like, you're just fun to be around. You're like, yo, and you do that polite kind of, like, look, I'm here. I'm only to watch stage. And, like, you're just honest about it rather than be like, fuck you, bitch.
Literally. Literally. And that's the thing, too. Like, I'm a human being. You know what I mean? I'm understanding. Like, I've had guys tell me, listen, I'm here because I'm really bored at home, but I'm a student and I don't even have money to, you know, pay my rent. Never in my entire life would I ever be like, oh, you're a broke-ass bum. Go home. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. Like, I'm never going to do that.
Do you dance and sing that to him?
No, I wouldn't because I'm a nice person. Unless he was into, like, the humiliation stuff. And then I would be like, broke-ass, bum-ass bitch. Suck my dick, you bum-ass bitch. You can't even afford to be here. Go home.
Like, give if me you're... $30 and I'll rate your dick.
If that's what you're into, I will do that. I'd rather not. Like, but yes, though, if that's what you're into, then I will. It's complicated.
Oh, I know. That still blows my mind. I can't believe not only did we line up an interview with a professional dancer, but a professional dick raider.
Listen, a talent like me doesn't come around every day, but you just have to savor the moment while you can.
No, be hilarious if you dressed up like, remember Miss Cleo? You remember her? The catch don't like. Like, if you dressed up like Miss Cleo and had a magic ball, oh, the magic ball says you're 6.5. And, like, do, like, those kind of readings and have, like, the smoke and the shitty green screen in the back. Oh, yeah. That'd be hilarious for reading.
Me and my girlfriend, we have this little skit that we do at work when somebody buys a dance from both of us. And sometimes guys are just drunk. They don't know what's going on. So we just start talking shit because, you know, we're bored. We have 20 minutes to kill. The guy doesn't even pay attention to us. He's just sitting there like, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my girlfriend always says, oh, did you know that she's a professional dick inspector? She's a DI. And he's like, oh, what is that? And it's like, well, the thing is that I collect data. I travel all across the world and measure different dick sizes in different demographics and just collect data and make assumptions and study the male penis, and that's just my job. And guys, actually, they like it. Like, oh my god, well, can I submit my specimen to your archive? And I'm like, yes, please.
I'd like to contribute to the study.
Yes, I was just saying that I was missing Korean dicks. I was just going through my notes, and you're Korean. That's perfect. Please send me your guys. They like.
Wow, what religion do you follow?
For educational purposes only.
It seems that Christian black males are about 7th on the list.
Yeah, no, every time I mention that, guys always want to participate. So maybe I should. Like, why don't I?
Right?
Would you be on the research?
Inspecting dicks with you? Me and a team of like three of us are being like, I don't know. Seeing as I do have a penis, this one seems a little off. I don't know what's going on here. He's not tanning it enough. The bowls are, well, one's enlarged.
Okay, so maybe
do need a male perspective from
I do need that because sometimes I don't even know what that means because somebody sent me a dick pic and it was pink, but like really pink. And I'm like, how did that happen to you?
Like when you say pink, are we talking like?
Like purpley pink.
Oh, that's just maybe he tied off. Maybe he tied it off so that way God. It just got a little bigger, a little more blood flow. He went for a jog.
Oh, that's what it is. He choked his chicken.
Yeah, literally. That's what it is. He choked his chicken.
Oh Because I was like, I mean, I like the color pink. I really do. It's one of my favorite colors. But like, why is your dick so pink?
Maybe he read your bio. He's trying to impress you. He's like, you know what? I'm really going to shoot for the stars on this rating and try and get that number one spot or get a trophy or a ribbon.
Oh, my God. I should have a scoreboard every week and who's in the running. Who has the best penis of the week?
That would be fucking hilarious. This is something I could sponsor.
Oh, my God. Okay. You guys, you have just witnessed the birth of a new project.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so what's next up on the Danger Cats? Well, you're not going to believe it. We got this dick rating competition going on right now. We thought we would do mullets, but everybody's kind of, you know, we're beyond that. We're better than that.
Yeah, and then we can get girls to submit the dick pics they receive. And then also, just a little life hack for the listeners out there. If a girl wants a dick pic, she will explicitly ask for it.
Thank you again for listening to the Danger Cats podcast. You can catch the rest of this episode on our Patreon. Holly digs in on how she caught not one but two of her ex-lovers, a.k.a. husband and boyfriend, doing gay shit. And you can also head to dangercatshop.com, use the code podcast69, get 15% off your order. Thank you again for tuning in to another Danger Cats podcast.